You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here with your boys in the morning at Mix 100, the Dom and Jeremy show, where it's time for a trending report. What's trending? The baseball playoffs continue. There was an all-time record set in one of the games last night when the Los Angeles Dodgers started the game first inning by scoring 11 runs in the first inning.
Isn't that nutty?
That's insane. No Major League Baseball team has ever scored that many runs in a postseason game. And obviously, the Atlanta Braves, Jeremy, never came back from
that deficit. Just imagine sitting there with that team, you know, like, oh my gosh, what just happened?
From what I understand, both teams were just eventually just throwing in a bunch of, you know, they were getting like the equipment manager to go out and play shortstop and everything.
He's like, I got this, guys.
That happened. Other baseball news. One of the players for the Houston Astros said something interesting that you might be interested in. They were asking him about, you know, the whole pandemic thing and how there are no fans in the stands. And what do you expect the athletes to say? Like, oh, yeah, it's really, you know, I mean, we love to have that vibe. I wish the fans could come back to a game. Not this pitcher for the Astros. He said, nope, fans are annoying. I'm glad we don't have them in the stands anymore.
You know, it kind of gives them an opportunity to focus more on their game, I guess, than being distracted, you know? Especially, like, if you're watching football games and stuff, and those crowds are screaming, I can't imagine being down on the field trying to do my job. It's got to be kind of nice.
I agree with you. However, these are also the people who pay your salary, and he's saying he called them annoying.
That is not appropriate.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. What else is trending? I was a fan of this one particular show. Now, I didn't see it when it was... Did I see it when it was... I can't remember if I saw it when it was in its first run or if I only saw it like on Netflix. But the show is Dexter. Did you ever watch Dexter?
Well, no, you wouldn't. I didn't, and I wish you would not watch this filth.
It's not filth.
Doesn't he like chop people up and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It's bloody. It's violent.
So the show is got a really interesting twist. And I remember years before I ever watched it, somebody told me, they said, you'd really like this show. It's about a serial killer who only kills other serial killers. You can't get mad at that.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Dom. It's still violent. It still gives people ideas. I don't like it.
Okay. Anyway, right? I love the show. Now, a lot of people didn't like the way it ended. I personally love the way. I thought it had a cool ending. But so many
How
people
did it
said,
end?
I'm not going to tell you. Aww. I'm not going to do a spoiler. But it ended in 2013. Now it looks like it is coming back. And it will have its star, Michael C. Hall, will be back as Dexter. They're going to do like a one season, 10 episode, like one off. Just because everybody needs a little extra paycheck.
Right.
So, those of you who are fans of Dexter, you'll get one more season. What else is trending?
Let's talk about boxes. Boxes are trending this morning.
Cardboard boxes?
Correct. The boxes that you get from Amazon when you have something delivered. Now, maybe you ordered some stuff yesterday because of Prime Day, and it's probably arriving today or tomorrow. Well, these new boxes are going to have an outline of a pumpkin on them. Mm-hmm. And what you can do is you can go on there and draw a face on the pumpkin. Make your own little jack-o'-lantern with a Sharpie.
Does it have to be a face?
Well, we'll get to that. And then you hold up a special app, and then the pumpkin that you drew will come to life through augmented reality. It'll kind of pop off the box and be all 3D. And then you can kind of move around and place it in different spots.
That's
you know,
cool.
Just by looking at your phone. Very cool. But Dom is right. DT is right. I mean, what's going to stop somebody from drawing like a pee-pee ding-ding on there and making that virtual?
Life. I mean, for people like you, this might be your only chance.
Right. Thank you for that. So anyway, they say it's kind of a low-cost way for customers to celebrate the season and reuse the boxes before they dump them. I guess.
I got stuff coming this weekend. I'll look for that.
See if there's a pumpkin on there and do it. Draw a little picture. Speaking of shopping, Walmart's kind of laying out its plans for Black Friday this year. Obviously, they want things to look different. They don't want 100,000 people rushing the store on Black Friday spreading their particles. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do is they're going to have three Black Fridays, essentially. They're going to have a day set aside for toys, electronics, and home products. That's on November 7th. A day set aside for computers, movies, and music. That's November 14th. And then they're going to have the actual Black Friday day on the 27th and whatever they're going to put on sale. Pants. That day, I guess.
It's obviously a brilliant move, and
it is.
And they're not going to go back to the old way of doing it. My prediction, I've always said Christmas will soon be year round, and people laugh, but before you know it, there will be a Black Friday sale every weekend starting like at the end of August.
Yeah, they'll just discover how much money they're making off these things and keep doing them. So it's coming. What else is going on? Oh, we talked about this a few days ago when Kraft had launched their Twitter contest called Send Nudes, and it's N-O-O-D-S. It was a playoff of noodles, and you're supposed to tweet a picture to Kraft with your mac and cheese or whatever, and then they'd send you a free box of mac and cheese. Well, guess what, America? We're outraged, and the Karens got to this one because people were saying, hey, Kraft, why you got to be sexualizing mac and cheese?
The No Fun Patrol stepped up again.
We're outraged.
We're not allowed to have fun in this country.
It's funny. Send nudes and it was noodles. Come on. That's fantastic. Anyway, they had to basically go scrub the entire campaign from their social media.
Oh, they don't have to.
Well, they did.
Let me ask you something.
Ask me now.
Two boys sitting here talking.
What?
What would it hurt a company to stand up against the vocal 3% who shoot down everything? What would it hurt them to stand up and say?
It wouldn't hurt them,
I think. We are sorry, but we're not sorry we did this. We're sorry that you don't have a sense of humor.
That you're so puckered because this is funny.
We're sorry. Look, if you don't like it, don't buy our mac and cheese.
I guess
everyone
it's because
else, though, will be more for you.
I mean, when you think of mac and cheese, what do you think of? An easy dinner for your kids.
I know, but
that's
so
the problem.
What?
It's a kid's meal, and they are sexualizing the little yellow noodles.
They're not sexualizing. They're having fun.
Well, they are sexualizing, but it is fun, and it's funny. And I think if they said, no, we're not going to stop doing this, you'd get so many people like cheering for them that they'd go out and buy more mac and cheese.
I don't even buy mac and cheese anymore. Mm-hmm. And if they stood up, if they had the cojones to say, we're not backing down. If you don't have a sense of humor, that's your problem. I would have gone out and bought 12 cases of it.
As you should.
Just to support them. But no, they've got to
and
be
what's
like,
wrong
oh.
with you for not buying mac and cheese anymore?
I don't know.
You don't ever have a hankering?
Nah, I mean, it's good. If you put it's in good. Front of me, I'll eat it.
Yeah, it is good.
Anyway, enough preaching. I'm sorry that the No Fun Patrol wins every time.
Karen.
And I don't have to worry about saying that because the No Fun Patrol doesn't listen to our show.
Right.
Right? They're on NPR this morning. I mean, just
yawn.
Two boys talking here.
Yeah, you're right.
The
you're
No up. Fun people listen to
We're
that.
We're getting informed on the important issues.
Okay, anyway.
Speaking of eating, here's your Fat America. There is a brewery in Texas.
That's a hard word for you.
Brewery.
Isn't
it? It is. Even sober. There's a place where they make beer in Texas, and they've released a beer that is flavored with buffalo wing sauce. What the what? 5.2% alcohol by volume. It is a sour beer. And yeah, they say they're putting some a little dab of buffalo wing sauce in each can.
Do we need that?
I want it. Four-pack of tall boys is 18
now there's
bucks.
There's a company that should be apologizing and scrubbing
don't get
social
that,
media. Of it.
Don't get that beer in your eye. Oh! All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Like us, friend us, poke us, do what you need to do there. And check out this video from Guinness. It's another Guinness record I posted. It's the world record for smashing coconuts around somebody's body while blindfolded. And of course, it's two dudes doing this. One guy is on the ground and they cover his eyes. And then the other guy has a big old sledgehammer and they put a blindfold around him and he smashes coconuts around the guy laying on the ground. It never hits him. He did 50 coconuts in 1 minute.
You know,
it's impressive.
You're right about one thing. If you told people what the world record was and you asked 1,000 people, you have to guess whether these are two guys or two women.
All day long.
nobody would guess women because ever. Women don't do stupid things like this.
Ever.
Women have at least a little bit of dignity. Guys have none.
Now, spoiler alert, I did tell you that he doesn't hit the guy, but like when I first watched this and I had no idea what was going on, is it bad that I was kind of rooting for him to hit the guy?
No, dude, it's like people who watch NASCAR. You know what you're watching for.
I want him to get hit just because this is stupid. Yeah. So check it out. It's on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that's what's trending now.